got a copy of an email stating to urge concerned citizens, possible community members to tell you how we think you should vote. I have an email that was copied to me about urging concerned citizens to tell you not to vote on the contract. I'm not here to do that. Although, when I'm done, I will tell you what I would do if I was still sitting in your seats. But I want to deal with some red herrings. And you have your package there. And I can't open my package, but... that really are not part of this discussion. One red herring is the school bond issue. School bonds, construction bonds in town are not part of the school budget, never have. So set that aside. It's a red herring. Somewhat of a red herring, not completely, is the argument around the kneecap testing scores for the high school students. And I say somewhat, because certainly I know that all of you sitting there, and all of our professionals sitting back here, know that that's an issue that needs to be addressed. But when you look over the track record of this community over time, we have high-performing schools, we have region-dependent schools. Kneecap testing scores were not a high-stakes testing state, although they're now part of the graduation requirements. They're not like Massachusetts. It's only a sliver of how to assess students. So it's a bit of a red herring. Another red herring is, and there's two sides to this red herring. One is the statement that was just made about our teachers being one of the highest groups of professionals paid in this town. Well, that's true in any town. Teachers, administrators, inside government tend to be higher paid than other people in town. They are not higher relatively than their colleagues across the state. Now, the flip side of that right here is, and we've had this in our contract negotiations, the argument that, well, we're below the state average. Well, it's a bit of a false average because every contract in every community puts that average up higher, so you're always going to be below the state average at some point in time. So that's the flip side of that right here. And you start new contract negotiations immediately almost, if you haven't already, I'm not even sure. So the issues about future pay increases should be on that table. And while we see news stories every day about professionals in business being paid gobs of millions of dollars while they're running their businesses into the ground, and I just read, and I'm a sports fan, as Mr. Reardon knows. Kevin Euclid just signed, I think, for $41 million for 5 years. And his batting average, I asked for it, said he thinks it's about 290. Now, I know the majority of our teachers' batting average of our students is a lot higher. So when Mrs. Black says she wishes she could pay her in the world, I understand that figure of speech. However, reality does set in that when a payment structure, reimbursement structure, salary structure, benefit structure is something that has to be paid primarily out of the pockets of local taxpayers, well, we're never going to get paid teachers what many of us think they deserve to be paid. Okay? And that's something that the teachers need to help us work towards. We're in a stage in life where the generous opportunities that were there over decades of time, because remember where we're at today, was built up over decades of time, wasn't built up overnight, are stagnant. And it does need to be addressed. So I'm hoping our teachers and our union, teachers union, will step forward in the next round and recognize that. And I would suggest, if you haven't already, look at 0% for steps and pay in the next round, not this round. We've been through too much here. This is a fair, reasonable, and responsible contract for everybody involved, including the taxpayers, because the money's in the budget. It's not going to go out of the budget if you don't contract. It still will be there. It still will affect next year's budget. So I mentioned that I won't tell you how to vote. And I've certainly given this a lot of... Oh, one last piece. There was another red herring about the co-share of the health care insurance. That may be out of our hands next month if the governor's supplemental is approved. And actually, Chris just noted to me, which I haven't read that part of the fine print, that it's supposedly retroactive to January 1st. If the health insurance premium aspect of the governor's supplemental is approved as is, it's an automatic 25% co-share across the board. We have no say in that, unless we want to put higher. Where we're at now, we've made a lot of inroads, both in salary and benefits, and in being able to bring in back in some management rights. Are there things that are being suggested by others that I agree with? Certainly. Performance, merit-based, it's a good idea. But I've said before, we're not going to get there as a small community. We need to work with other communities and with the state around those issues. But we're not going to get there. And you can't even do that if you platform the budget anyway, because you have nowhere to get the money from. So what would I do? If I were sitting there today, I would approve this contract. And I would also push hard, as we have in the past, on holding the line, necessarily holding the line, in the next year and maybe the year after that, both in salaries